just joined us, you're listening to our very extra special Franschhoek Literary Festival edition of this show, where we're spending the entire hour chatting to festival organizers and two of the big name authors who are coming to the festival to get the inside track on what you can see, what you can do, what you can hear, and what you can eat. Up next, we welcome Gail Schimmel to the show. I'm sure I've mentioned this to you all before, but Gail Schimmel is my mother's favorite South African author, despite having given birth to an author herself, which just goes to show what gripping books Gail writes. Gail is the author of a number of domestic thrillers. She also co-authors a series of cozy thrillers or crime books. And she's also the co-creator, together with Fiona Snikers, of the super popular podcast. It's called The Hidden Lives of Writers, which delves into the life and writing secrets of a different fascinating writer every episode. So she has a very busy and tough day job over and above all of this. So I'm very grateful that Gail's agreed to fit us in. And I'm very excited on my own behalf, and of course on behalf of my mother, Hillary, to have Gail on the show. Welcome to our special Franschhoek edition, Book Choice, Gail Schimmel. Hi.
Thank you, Paige. I'm laughing here. I think I'm going to eventually be more famous for being your mother's favorite writer than for anything I've ever done.
And as I was going through your list, I can't believe the amount of things that you do. It's kind of overwhelming. So I want to ask you, of all these things that you do, the one thing we're going to be talking about is the book that you're going to be promoting at this year's Franschhoek Literary Festival. It's called The Finish Line. What would you say is the elevator? You've asked me about the elevator pitch of my latest novel, so I thought I would get you back and ask you, what's the elevator pitch of your novel?
Okay, so my book is about Brenda. We meet Brenda when she is very young, and we follow her as she develops a really toxic friendship with a woman called Denver. I'm going to pause in my elevator pitch and say, until I started talking about the book, I didn't realize how similar the names Brenda and Denver sound, and what a complete naming mistake that was. But anyway.
I love that. So I love that I'm not the only author who struggles with naming their characters.
Yeah, and I worked so hard on that. And then the first time I spoke about it with an actual voice, I was like, oh, this is a mess.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, so Brenda and Denver have this very toxic friendship, and we follow Brenda. She struggles with it and her feelings of not fitting in. And we see her as her life kind of comes right. And then something happens and she realizes that Denver is going to be a part of her life forever. And there's nothing that she can do about it. Mm-hmm. Or can she?
Oh, da 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 da. Very nice. Who's your perfect reader? Who is going to enjoy this novel?
You know, I think my readers are typically your book club reader, your person who wants a gripping book, who likes that turn the next page, who doesn't need to have a moral lesson from a book, who doesn't need to read great, beautiful literary sentences, but who wants a story they can gobble up and enjoy.
Nice. I find that your novels, they're real page turners. You kind of, people tend to devour them quite quickly. I think it's like a 3 or 4 day read or 2 to 4 day read, and you just keep reading, and it makes you go to bed late, and it makes you not make dinner for your children, and it makes you just want to carry on reading. So Gail, if I'm not
that's what I want to hear.
Right. Well, that's my experience of your books. Gail, if I'm not mistaken, you're on 2 different panels at the Franschhoek Literary Festival this year. Can you tell us what those panels are and when they are so that our listeners can rush out and grab their tickets to come and see you?
So I am on a panel with Nikki Greenwell on the Friday morning, and I'm really looking forward to that because I think these are books that fit really well together. You know, we've both written kind of domestic noir thrillers, and I think that's going to be amazing. And we are talking to, I think, Daniela Weekly, but I might be wrong.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, great, sure.
Diana Weekly and then explores the dark side of female friendships with Nikki Greenwell and Gail Schimmel.
There we go, that's it. And was I right that it's on Friday morning?
Yes.
I want to say 11:30, something like that. And then on the Saturday afternoon, I'm interviewing Jackie Pomotzer, and that panel is already sold out. So that will be interesting.
That's fantastic. That's what I was saying. Readers and listeners, you have to go and get your tickets really fast because they're selling out like hotcakes.
Absolutely.
Gail, are
Absolutely.
You going to any other panels at the festival? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
So this is a little bit embarrassing. I've been so focused on, my husband is coming with me for the first time, and I've been so focused on getting him the tickets to the things that he wants to see that I forgot that I also want to go to panels. So I haven't actually bought myself any tickets, but I am going to be interviewing John Boyne for the podcast, and I'm very, very, very excited and also petrified about that.
That is incredibly exciting. I went to go look. I
Yes.
see the John Boyne tickets all sold out really fast. So I also woke up too late and I didn't get any tickets to the John Boyne panels. So now I'm really going to enjoy that episode of The Hidden Lives of Writers where you interview John Boyne. It'll be my opportunity to see him. I'm so glad you're getting to chat to him. Gail, last thing I wanted to ask you, what are you reading right now? Although I'm sure you're catching up on some John Boyne so that you can interview him.
So I'm on holiday at the moment, and I read a great deal when I'm on holiday very quickly. And at the moment, I am on a book called So Thrilled for You by Holly Bourne. And it started out, a whole lot of women are going to a baby shower, and they're a group of old friends, and they have very different feelings about this baby shower. And we know from the prologue that there's going to be a terrible fire that kind of destroys half the neighborhood as a result of this baby shower. They're kind of brewing mysteries and
Ooh.
Backstories and things. And I'm going to be honest with you, and I hate doing this because I don't like saying bad things about books, but so far it hasn't entirely gripped me.
Oh,
But I'm
wow.
hoping that today it does.
That it
There's
turns.
something there's something that I'm not quite relating to, maybe because baby showers are so far in my past.
Interesting.
And I think maybe it's a book that you'd relate to very much if you have a small baby. There's one
Yes,
woman
that
who's
makes sense.
struggling terribly
Yes.
with a small baby, and maybe when you're in those years, this is like the book that sees you, because it's a
Yes.
book that people are loving. I've
Yes.
seen it reviewed in a lot of places. People are loving it. But I think maybe it's ideal if you're in those baby years where actually it's too ghastly for words and everyone's pretending that it's lovely and this book sees you.
Well, that makes sense, and I hope it picks up because it's actually a lovely premise. All right, so Gail, I'm very much looking forward to seeing you at the Franschhoek Literary Festival this year, and I'm going to try and nab a ticket to that Nikki Greenwald and your panel, so maybe the listeners will hold back and I'll have enough time to grab a ticket before they all sell out. Thank you so much for joining us on Book Choice, and I'll see you in Franschhoek.
Thank you, Paige, and I really hope you get that ticket. I'd love to see your face in the audience.